This is Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. You may have heard about the Colorado civil government student protests. From an edweek.org article on the matter, here is a synopsis. Since mid-September, hundreds of Jefferson County High School students have walked out of classes to protest school board member Julie Williams' proposal to set up a committee to review the Advanced Placement U.S. History curriculum with the goal of promoting patriotism and downplaying civil disobedience, end quote. Basically, what happened was the school board was conservative, and they didn't like how the AP exams are biased. So they decided to form a committee to review what could be done about it. The students didn't like that. One student said this, "I don't think it's fair to anyone who is in school and to any of our teachers because the AP curriculum is a national curriculum. If they change it, I may not get into certain types of colleges, or the course just won't count for anything." End quote. Her point was that the AP teachers are going to teach to the test, and if what is taught in that particular school is different than what is taught on the test, then the students have a lesser chance of passing the test. So the theory goes. Understand this, though. The humanists who are protesting are only having to do so because of their own worldview. If there were no civil government schools, everybody could learn U.S. history in his or her own way. Finally, Jack Sheffrin, a 17-year-old senior who helped organize a walkout at Arvada West High School late last month and has already taken AP U.S. History, said he was concerned that future students may learn the wrong information because it doesn't fit with the board's vision. But which board? The school board? Or college board, which is the organization that administers the AP exam? What if the school board were liberal and the college board organization were conservative? Would that be any better? No. We don't need more conservative school boards. We need Christians who understand the goal is civil government school system abolition. I'm Kevin R. Novak promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.